Hello.
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not sending you anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Am I speaking to James?
Yes.
Yes. And do you have a couple of minutes to help us out with the service, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Thank you so much. We're about to start here. English. Yes. All right. First, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40.
40. Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Okay. Bricklayer. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, apprentice, finisher and helper, improver?
No, just a journeyman.
Okay. Okay. Yes or no answer. Are you currently working at that trade?
No, I'm retired.
You're retired. Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is unable to find work if when you wanted to work in the past 12 months? Or have you been retired for more than a year?
I've been retired for more than a year.
Okay. All right. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year? No? Okay.
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Seems like about the same.
Okay, about the same. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction worker projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this past time last year?
I think about the same number, but I don't know. The non-union is moving up.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
Yes, I believe so.
You believe so? Okay. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I hope there's more.
Okay. More unemployment?
No, more jobs, less unemployment.
Less. Okay, sounds good. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, worse, or stay about the same?
I don't know if it'll get any better.
Okay, so you would say about the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's being nice, yeah.
Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about when you are at a job site? Okay, so I'm going to name you the list, okay, and you tell me which one concerns you the
okay.
most. Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, that means the weather, language problems, careless people, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Just the fall potential, I think, is what I'd be worried about.
Okay. Sounds good. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I'm sorry to say I have not.
Because you were retired, right?
Yeah, but I still should attend now and then. I still feel bad about that. We just had a picnic too, and I couldn't go to it.
Oh man, you had other things to do. Yeah, okay.
I have two kids at home still.
Oh, okay. So, yeah,
small children. We adopted two more kids, so I'm going through the whole thing again. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. That must be something, huh?
Yeah, I got a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I have, I have a 41-year-old and I have a 45-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Five grandkids.
I didn't,
yeah.
Oh, okay. That, you have grandkids, too, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay, so for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the in that activity in the past 12 months. First one, it would be political canvassing.
No.
Okay. Union organizing?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. And picketing?
No.
Okay. Next. In the last 2 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Or if
well,
you remember your last year,
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, they used to come all the time.
So regularly?
Yeah, regularly, yeah. Business agents would come out regularly, yeah.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world or beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from one from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, okay? So I'm going to name you, there are one, two, three, four, five, six different news sources here, and then you can tell me which order you prefer. So we have the internet or social media, we have cable news, we have print or online newspapers, we have local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, and the radio.
The radio.
Will be first, okay. What would you say second?
Would be probably TV.
Okay, cable news.
Cable news.
Okay.
And then internet.
Okay, internet. Okay, and then these two I will be, put this from here. Okay,
but every morning I turn on the news every morning when I get up and I do my exercise and I listen to the KNX.
Okay.
1070 News, yeah, so that's where I get most of my information for the day, and then I only get the Sunday paper because you got your phone now and they can look up anything on your phone or me.
Yeah, but the Sunday paper is like the best paper, right? Because they, but well, I remember the Sunday paper comes with it's like extra bigger, right? It has extra stuff.
Yeah, it was like, a little extra bigger. Yeah, it has some ads and stuff in it, and it's supposed to tell. Yeah, it gives a little bit more information. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? All right. Healthcare, education, immigration, jobs, and the economy. Foreign policy, the environment, support for labor unions, or something else?
I'd have to say in my situation, healthcare, because I'm older. And...
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I'm aware of it, but as far as sponsoring any jobs, I don't know any of it, but I haven't been keeping up on it like I used to.
So you would say I've heard some about it, a little bit about it?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects.
Right. Yes.
Would you say it is important? I'm sorry. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
That's a tough one. You know, I've always been in the union, so I don't get the prevailing wage, but the prevailing wage is based on the union's, pay.
Okay.
So, you know, as far as,
and you support them,
I don't like to see prevailing wage. I'd like to see union because I'm union.
Okay. So you would say prevailing, not so important?
No, I would say not so important, but, you know, they work together, coincide, I know, because the prevailing wage based on the union scale, the full package, okay. You know, without the benefits, that's what they get their money from. That's why they make so much money and they're non-union. That's why they compete with the union.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're both getting the same amount of money, but whoever gets the lowest bid, I don't know. They okay. just go with the lowest bid, yeah.
I'm gonna read it one more time, and then I'm gonna read you the options, okay? So it says, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it? So that's the question. Do you think any of those options are for of federal elected officials to support that act? Is it very
okay?
Important?
Now the federal they're supporting what part of it? The prevailing wage.
Yeah, the prevailing wages.
What you're saying?
For construction workers on federally.
Yeah, I'm not so important. I don't think that's so important to me because.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm union. I'd rather see the union guy get in there.
Okay. Good. Moving on. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Or both? Or neither?
I don't know. I think they probably both support. I support it, but I would think... I don't know. I think they both would. I'm not even sure. I'm trying to think. See, I want to start my own party. I want to be a blue collar.
Hey, that would be a good name, huh? The Blue Collar Party.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
And, yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I'm okay. tired of the Republicans and the Republicans. You know, I'm tired of both of them. I don't know about independent, but I'm going to start the working man, blue collar.
Yeah.
So, okay. As far as, I don't know which one would support it. I mean, the Democrats would, they're union, I might, you know, and the Republicans are non-union. So I don't know either one. I'd say probably both of them.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM.
Yeah.
Ford and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
As far as the auto workers, didn't Ford settle in the United States or?
I think Ford did, yes. I think that's what I heard also.
Yeah, so yes. GM, you know, I hope, you know, I'm for the working guy, you know, I hope they get a little bit. I hope they don't try to take too much, but I hope they get a raise.
Okay, so you're more on the auto workers, United Auto Workers
yeah.
side. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job of Joe Biden, the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. So, yes, if you strongly support how he's done the job on these options here. So the first one is his job as president overall. Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove strongly?
I approve somewhat, but I mean, I wouldn't vote for him again, and I wouldn't, you know, I don't want to vote for Trump either, but I somewhat. You know, he's done his job. It's time for him to get out. I'd like to see somebody else
okay.
come in there.
All right. Support for labor unions? His support for labor unions?
Yes.
I support labor unions. Someone approve or approve strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly approve. Okay. The economy?
What about the economy? Do I approve the economy, or what would you ask?
No. His job would be.
Oh, as far as the economy
yeah,
going.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you saying, yeah. Yeah, he's doing okay.
So somewhat.
I mean, it's not. Yeah, somewhat approved. Yeah, because it could be worse with everything going on. Two wars going on now, and gas prices, and you know, we're getting stuck here in California, but somewhat.
Okay.
I don't think, you know, I always back my president. I don't care who it was anyway, but.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Next one, healthcare.
Do I prove how I think it's healthcare is? Okay, yeah, just all right.
Okay. Immigration.
Poor. He's not very good on immigration. I know that.
Okay. So you disapprove somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And the last one would be foreign affairs.
He's doing okay on foreign affairs. I mean, he's
okay.
Trying to stick up for the war. Yeah, but now we got this one going on. He's in on it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Congress, yeah, but the senators, man, I don't know. They're just fighting over everything now. They can't even get that budget going for the federal workers. It's terrible.
So you would say disapprove?
Well, Congress. Of Congress?
Yeah, Congress.
Yeah, kind of somewhat disapprove Congress, yeah.
Okay.
The Senate, I disapprove.
Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the in the election for president and other office in November of 2024? Almost certain, probably, or 50-50?
Almost certain.
Okay. And if the election of president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
That's what I said. I don't know either one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I want to change.
Many people do. Mm-hmm. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation and that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, and retirement security?
I get information, you know, from them. So, yeah, I like to keep up on a little bit of stuff, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the union's all pro, you know, mostly all Democrat, but I disagree with some of the stuff, but I like to see what they have to say, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union, Excellent, good, or just fair, or poor?
Good. Yeah, I would say good.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, or just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And you are already familiar with what is the international union, right?
Yeah, I get a pension from them too.
Okay. All right. So good. yes. And here, how could the union best improve its representation and service? Just like a sentence in your own words. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I'd like to know how some of the officers in the international are put in the office. You know, are they appointed or are they voted in? Because, you know, anybody can, they just show up. They're like mafia.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think the international is, but you know, the local, I mean, we have vote and we vote on people and, you know, they get in and out. If they're not doing a good job, we get rid of them but the international, I don't know. They just appoint people. I don't know how they get their people. They're in Washington. I don't know how they get their officers, how they do their thing, but I really like how they do their business.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, sir. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and the next year and next year? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Keep the apprenticeship going strong, you know, keep getting guys in there. That's who's paying my pension, you know, the guys that are working right now. And, we want for
so
the future
keep,
too. So
you said keep the what?
Keep the apprenticeship strong.
Okay.
That's where, you know, get new bricklayers coming in because without new bricklayers coming in, you know, there's nobody to do the jobs. You know, we need. It's pretty yes. hard to get young kids to do bricklaying anymore, to do hard work like that. They don't like to do hard work.
Nowadays, especially, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would that be a regular, physical mail?
Well, I get texts. Yeah, I get emails on my phone, texts
okay.
and emails. And,
all right.
Yeah, I mostly get my information from them. And I get letters and stuff in the mail, too, a newsletter from the International. And I get, stuff from the in the mail. But mostly it's with my local text email.
Okay. And do you get that information four times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or?
I get it all the time.
All the time.
If there's meetings. If there's a meeting coming up, they'll tell me and I can get in on the meeting on my phone if I want.
Okay.
They give
Thank
me a heads
you,
up and what's going on. Yeah.
Okay. And now we're almost done. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican or something else?
Well, I'm registered Democrat. So
you're a Democrat. Okay.
But I don't vote just Democrat. Because I got a lot of Republicans I vote for too.
Okay.
I'm a mixed party, put it that way.
Yeah, man, that's good. You're open-minded person. All right, so would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
I guess you'd say not so strong because, like I said, I vote for the best man. But I'm registered Democrat.
Okay, all right. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I'm white. If it makes any difference.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name? And that's James,
Jim.
Right?
Yeah, James. Jim, yeah.
All right, James. Okay, James, sir, thank you so much for your participation. We greatly appreciate your time, okay? You have yourself
okay.
a good night, okay?
You too. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.